Morning Watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Week 5. Life's washing in love to maintain fellowship. Tuesday. Related verses. Titus 3, verse 5. Not out of works in righteousness, which we did, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. John 15, verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Ezekiel 36, verse 25. And I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you will be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols I will cleanse you. Hebrews 10, verse 22. Let us come forward to the Holy of Holies with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Ephesians 5, verse 26, that he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word. John 17, verse 17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Related reading. Since the Gospel of John is a book of signs, what is recorded in chapter 13 concerning foot washing must also be considered a sign having a spiritual significance. We should not take foot washing merely in a physical sense, but rather in a spiritual sense. Since this is a sign, the significance of foot washing is that it is for fellowship with the Lord and with one another. While we are in this world, we touch the earth day by day. Foot washing means that while we are still on this earth, the Lord, as the life-giving Spirit, washes our feet. That is, the Lord always keeps our walk clean from every kind of dirt due to the earthly touch. In chapter 13, the Lord established an example by washing the disciples' feet that they might have a pleasant time of fellowship, enjoying the Lord and one another. We need such foot washing today. Today the world is dirty and we, the saints, are easily contaminated. For us to maintain pleasant fellowship with the Lord and with one another, we need spiritual foot washing. Many times you are not sinful, but you are dirty. Dust is everywhere. How easy it is to get dirty. Even as you are driving down the street on the way to the meeting, your eyes may accidentally see something that causes you to become dirty. Before you got into the car, your spirit was living and uplifted, but simply by seeing certain things on the way to the meeting place, you were dirtied and your spirit went down. Sometimes, even in our fellowship, we can become dirty. For things that are sinful, we need the cleansing of the blood, but for things that are dirty and not sinful, we need the spiritual washing. We need a washing by the Holy Spirit, the living Word, and the inner life. There are many things which separate us from God. These things may not be sin, but there may be worldly elements that are produced through our contact with the world. When you read the Bible and prayed in the morning, you felt that heaven was very close. But as a businessman who spends 3 to 6 hours in your office doing many seemingly proper things, you may not have lied or sinned at all. Are you still as close to God in the evening as you were in the morning? Students busy themselves in schoolwork at the schools, and housewives engage themselves in their household chores at home. Once a person occupies himself in these affairs, he feels as if heaven has moved away. He may still be able to set aside some time to pray, but he has nothing to say. He can only touch the superficial letter of the word. He can no longer touch the inward reality. When the prayer meeting comes, he may want to pray, but he is short of words. Even when he does manage to think of some words to say, his conscience bothers him. He may still shout hallelujah, and the words and sounds may still be the same, but the meaning and taste are different. He feels that something has separated him from God, but he cannot pinpoint any sin. If he was separated from God through sin, he should deal with it through the application of the blood shed on the cross. But this does not seem to be a question of sin. He only feels somewhat dimmed and has lost the former brightness. This is different from ordinary sins. What is needed is the foot washing. What is foot washing? It is dealing with everything apart from sin that separates us from God. This happens to us all the time. It is understandable when a person is separated from God through sin. But we do not know what to do when we have not sinned, yet cannot touch God. Thank the Lord that He has not only washed us of our sins, but washed our feet as well.